Welcome to Circle One Jumpstart, your guide to the main market events coming up in the week ahead in less than 5 minutes. It's Monday, the 6th of January, 2025. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. The main focus for investors this week looks likely to be the US jobs data. Will this impact the trajectory of Fed rate cuts? And after a retreat in the S&P 500 in December, will the rally resume? Finally, can gold build on last year's impressive gains? The big news at the end of 2024 was the more hawkish tone from the US Central Bank at its last policy meeting of the year. The median projection from top Fed officials is now for just 50 basis points of easing in 2025, down from 100 basis points previously. The actual pace of rate reductions will be determined by the economic data, especially on inflation and the labour market. So this week's highlight will likely be the December employment release. An unusually weak print could rekindle talk of more rapid rate cuts from the Fed, but our expectation and that of the market is for further evidence that demand for workers is cooling only gradually. The consensus forecast is that the US economy generated 150,000 net new jobs in the month, a solid pace. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 4.2%, and the average hourly earnings rate to rise by 4% on the year, the same as the previous month. Our base case is that the Fed will indeed cut rates by just 25 basis points this year. But despite this slower pace of easing in the US, returns on cash are still going down. The ECB looks set to cut rates by 100 basis points and other central banks to reduce too. So it remains important for investors to put cash to work. The S&P 500 has now risen by more than 20% for 2 years in a row. That's the best performance since the late 1990s. But the year did end on a slightly cautious note, with the index down 2.5% for December, the worst month since April. But while the hawkish Fed meeting spoiled the mood in December, much of the decline took place on the final 3 days of trading for the year, when liquidity was very low due to the holidays. This week will be a test of whether confidence has ebbed or whether the December decline was primarily a liquidity issue. In our view, the backdrop for US stocks remains positive. Despite our expectation for a slower pace of rate cuts from the Fed, this optimism is based on the strength of the US economy and further progress towards monetizing AI. So we still expect that the S&P 500 will hit 6,600 by the end of the year, a more than 10% rise compared to the current level. Gold was a big winner in 2024, rising close to 28%, but the precious metal lost some momentum in December. A slower pace of easing from the Fed would keep the opportunity cost of holding gold higher than had been expected. Investors will be looking to see if gold can regain its momentum this week. Our view is that gold can build on its gains to end this year around $2,850 an ounce, beating the all-time high of $2,786 struck in October. This view is based on the outlook for continued heavy buying by central banks, along with inflows into exchange-traded funds from retail investors. Elevated geopolitical risks should also keep hedging demand for gold strong. So that's it, your jumpstart on Circle One. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. If you have any questions, please reach out to your UBS representative, and have a wonderful start to the week and to the year.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.